Dreamscape presents Her Summer with the Marine by Susan Meyer. Narrated by Lydia Dornay. Chapter 1. Golden Years Inc. just called the partners. And? Ellie McDermott's grip on her smartphone tightened as she got out of her little red car and stood on the sidewalk. They loved your ad campaign for Tidy Whitey's adult diapers. The voice of her boss, Nicole Levine, vibrated with excitement. You're their choice to head up the campaign. She closed her eyes, savoring the sweetness of the win. Who would have ever guessed she could get so excited over adult diapers? And who would have guessed that when the account she wanted was finally hers, she wouldn't be able to take it? There's a six-figure bonus attached. Her eyes popped open. Six figures? Not high six figures, but close to mid. Wow. Can I tell them you'll do it? Her head spun. She'd gotten a call in the middle of the night from Red Garman, the chief of police for Harmony Hills, Pennsylvania. Her dad had been found sitting naked in the park and hadn't recognized the officers who'd come to offer assistance. For 2+ hours, she'd driven through the early May fog on the mountain to get to her hometown, where she'd spent another 8 hours intermittently talking to doctors and sitting beside the bed of a man who sometimes knew who she was, sometimes didn't. As tempting as taking this campaign sounded, every decision she made from now until the day her father died revolved around assuring he would be properly cared for. And right now, she didn't have enough information about his condition to even know what properly cared for entailed. I wish I could say yes. Just use your mouth to form the word. Jeez, I thought you'd be jumping for joy right now. You're leading the campaign, getting a bonus. At least a little yippee is in order. Nicole, I'm home. Of course you're home. It's Saturday. You have no life. You're always home on Saturday night. No, I mean, I'm back in Harmony Hills. My dad, she paused as her throat closed, and grief, confusion, and guilt overwhelmed her. She had to swallow hard and take a deep breath before she could say, "My dad has Alzheimer's." "I'm so sorry." Nicole's voice softened. Apparently, he's had it for a while, and it's progressing rapidly. They found him in the park last night, naked, thinking he'd
Sample complete. Ready to continue?